The plan is the first developed by Walker's administration since he was elected governor, and the first since the state curbed bargaining rights for most public employee unions. Walker's Office of State Employment Relations Director Greg Graz says despite the state's new flexibilities, the plan is very much like the ones that preceded it.
Very little is changing in the compensation plan from the former collective bargaining agreements in terms of employee base pay, supplemental pay, and benefits.
But unions who testified had a much different take. State Employee Union Director Marty Beal said the Walker administration had cut off communication with workers on issues like workplace safety in prisons.
In the budget, it said that the employer will meet with, or could meet with, the representative of employees to talk about workplace safety issues. Hasn't happened any place in any agency.
It was a claim made again by Larry Legro, an employee in the Department of Health Services.
It's really hard to communicate with the Office of Employment Relations when they don't call you back.
And Mike Stahl, whose union represents teachers in corrections institutions.
At no time was there any discussion with any of the members of Council 1 concerning the compensation plan.
The plan passed on a party-line vote and does not need to pass the full legislature. It's scheduled to take effect in January. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.